Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So this really boils down to the question that we've talked about on the show before. Like, if two people are about to get married and you're looking at them and you're like, this is never going to work. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I say something to one of them or do I just let it happen? Now, in this case, Danielle here has a little more experience with the couple because she, I think, used to live with both of them. Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did I get that right? Did all of you live together in the same house? All right, and
was it just the three of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And two dogs.
Okay. Three of you, two dogs.
All right. And give us a snapshot of what it was like in that house with all three of you guys.
Well, at first, I lived there for 3 months. And at first, it was okay because I think they kind of tried to keep the arguing to a minimum while I was around.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just started to get steadily worse. They started, like, baiting each other in front of TV and, like, the TV and comment and say, like, someone was hot. And then the other one would get offended. But they kept doing it, like, every other day. The arguments would escalate. And they'd argue about, like, whether or not who should take the dog out, how they prepared their meals. And then it finally, like, I hit my breaking point when they got into an argument about who could play whose guitar. And the argument lasted 15 minutes, which I started timing 5 minutes in.
And these people are going to get married, yet they don't want to share.
Oh, I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just wonderful.
Now, were they dating at the time they were doing all this arguing?
Yes.
Okay, so they were already dating, and you moved in to live with them for a short time.
Yes.
Got it.
They've only been dating for about not even a year, though.
So are we talking about, like, friction every single day between these two?
Yeah.
Did the 3 months you lived there, was that pre-planned or was it 3 months because you couldn't take anymore and you moved out?
Oh, it was pre-planned. Away. It was only a summer internship.
Okay.
So 404-741-Q100. Now, you're a bridesmaid at this point. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if the timing on this changes anything. Like, the opportunity for her to say something to one of them is over after they invite you to be a bridesmaid and you say
and
yes.
You accept.
Well, what really bothers me is they're about to sign a mortgage on a house before they get married, and they're looking at houses now. So I need to know if I want to say something sooner rather than later.
Do you think they should not be together at all?
No.
Who are you closer to, the guy or the girl?
The girl.
The girl.
Not even close?
Yeah, we've been, like, really good friends for 6 years, and I just met the guy a few months ago.
And she and obviously they're close if she asked her to be in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you guys before, I've had to do this. It has to be a very special relationship that you have with the person that's about to get engaged, though. And I think there are very few people that you can do this with. It has to be somebody you feel like you're close enough to that you're either a brother or your sisters, where you can sit them down beforehand and go, look, before you do this, let's just talk things out a couple of times here. If you have that special relationship, then I almost think it's your responsibility.
Yeah. That's what I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Other than the bickering, are there other reasons you don't think she should marry him?
Well, she's been in past relationships before that have involved bickering every day, and they've all ended when the guy has realized that it's not good for them. So she has yet to realize that a relationship is sour. So, I mean, that would be my reasoning why it's not meant to be, because this has happened over and over again throughout college.
Some of these relationships, I mean, we were just talking to Brittany on the air the other day. Mm-hmm. The DJ that comes on at 10 o'clock, and she's got one of these relationships with her boyfriend. And it's based on them arguing and giving each other a hard time, but there's still something very loving at the base of it where they still respect each other and care for each other, and it works for them.
It definitely works for them, but mm-hmm. you don't think it works for your roommate in the same way?
No, because I feel like most of the time it's him picking on her.
Oh.
And I feel like she's the victim a lot of the time. And I don't know if that's just because I'm her really good friend or if it's because it's true.
Does anyone else in the bridal party feel the same way, do you know?
Nobody else knows the relationship as well as I do. Okay. Like, they haven't even been dating in, like, 2 years.
How old are they?
They're one's 23 and one's 24.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
If I'm governor, nobody gets married until you're 30. We wouldn't even be taking this call because nobody's getting married until you're 30 in Georgia. Good morning, Sunny. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert. Hey. I would just come and say I think she should just, like, leave it alone. Like, because there's, like, obviously there's a lot of stuff that happens in the back that she may not see. There's always aspects of relationship that happen just between the two people involved. And so, like, on the chance that she's wrong and they actually, like, really do love each other for, like, the rest of the time, you know, it would just be embarrassing and it would sever a relationship between her and her friend, the bride.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, really, I mean, and if it would be different if she was a relative, too, like if she was her sister or her mother or an aunt or somebody. But the fact that she's just, like, a friend and she was a roommate, and it's just kind of, like, out of bounds, you know? Like, there's just a line drawn between, like, relationships that you have, like, romantically and relationships that you have, like, as friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of disagree with the family thing, because I think for some, it just depends on your relationship. I think for some, a friend saying it may actually force somebody to listen more so than a mother or a sister. And I think that if you really are concerned, it's just the way you say it. You know, instead of saying, I think you shouldn't get married, I don't think that's the way you should approach it. It could just be, hey, I just want to ask you if, you know, what you think about this. Because it may not even cross her mind that other people may notice this.
I mean, if you're looking at like a probability percentage, I think you probably have a 90% probability that if you have a talk with a soon-to-be bride or groom and tell them that you don't think the relationship is going to work, they're not going to listen to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 won't even listen to
unless
you.
There
and
are,
then the relationship, your relationship with that couple is done.
Unless they're already thinking it and they just need somebody to push them over the edge.
That's the 10%.
If you look at the situation like we talked about Brittany and her boyfriend yesterday, I think if you approached either of them with that, they would both become instantly defensive mm-hmm. of the relationship.
Because they're strong in it.
Yeah.
I approached them one time on it, or I approached her one time on it and mentioned that they kind of argue a lot. And she just said, well, that's the point they're in their relationship.
That's what?
That's the point
they're in? They're just going
through
their phase.
Oh.
We're going through the arguing phase.
Oh.
Good morning, Brad. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert Show. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I got a buddy of mine who got married. This was years ago. He was getting ready to get married, and I sat him aside. I said, Kevin, I just don't think this is the right girl for you. The night before the wedding, he gets married in Vegas. We're all out there, and I look at her, and I said, Jennifer, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about to be getting married tomorrow? She looked me right in the eye and said, 0.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed my buddy. I said, Kevin, you can leave right now. I'll still be your friend. If you get married, I'll still be your friend. I don't think this is going to work. 3 years later, they're divorced, and we're still good buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you got to be upfront and honest with people and tell what you think.
What was the rule that we made on the show? We did this months ago where we asked brides to call us up and tell us if, like, somebody in your family came to you the night before the wedding or the day before the wedding and said it's not going to work, but you went through with it anyway,
mm-hmm.
inevitably, what was the outcome? Wasn't it overloaded with with failed marriages?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
they should have listened to the advice
mm-hmm.
before they got in. But there was a specific person that
wasn't
said.
Wasn't it the dad in the beginning?
It was the dad. It was the
parents.
Before
you wiped down the aisle.
Yeah, but dad is the one.
We also talked about the fact, though, and I think Jen backed this up, that Jen started it, and every bride called up and said every dad has that conversation.
Well, not to say that it's a bad thing,
but you can bail.
The dad will say, like, are you sure?
Right.
You know,
that's different than you shouldn't.
That's a lot different than you shouldn't. Right. Yeah. Are you sure? And if you're not sure, that's okay. I can walk you out of here. But if a dad sits you down and says, this is not going to work, I think you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with that last call. I think that you should talk to your friend about it. And I think, you know, it's in the way that you bring it up and that sort of thing. But just, you know, out of friendship concern for her and, like, you know, just asking her questions on how, you know, what she thinks that the future is and if she's really happy and if she really thinks this is the right thing. And then if she says yes and she goes through with it, you've still got to stand by her.
Good morning. Yeah. Courtney, you're on Q100.
Hi. I actually had a friend who, before me and my husband got married, confronted me and was like, you know, I don't think that you should, you know, marry him. Your relationship isn't, you know, you guys are fighting all the time and, you know, we're still happily married and it's going to be a year in July. So me and my friend are friends, but, you know, I appreciated her, you know, stepping in and telling me her honest opinion.
It may just give you peace of mind more than anything else, because I really do think that in very few cases it will actually change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you'll be able to sleep at night thinking, you know what, I said my piece and I live with some honesty.
Mm-hmm. And I also think that there's been time in my circle of friends, there's been times where someone has voiced concern when somebody's first started dating and it hasn't been up to the marriage part. But when somebody first started dating, somebody said, well, I'm not sure. That was also kind of a test for that person who was told it. Like, oh, well, I have not really exposed my friends to this person as much as I should. So the person they were dating, they started kind of making sure they were around more. They communicated more, became friends with the other people more. And then those relationships grew. So it's also a litmus test, I think, on how much you interact and how, you know, it could improve your relationship with them by saying something to her rather than, you know, breaking it apart.
So individually, where are we with advice? Wendy?
Definitely talk to her. I mean, you have to express your opinion. I mean, she'd like you for it, but she might hate you for it. But, in the end, she's going to go through with it no matter what you say.
I say talk to her also, Melissa.
Talk to her.
Yeah, I agree. Talk to her.
Keep your mouth shut.
You don't say anything, huh?
Yeah.
No.
So she's only a bridesmaid. She's not the...
Well, bridesmaid's kind of important. They put you in that position for a reason give advice.
Maybe talk to the maid of honor if the maid of honor says...
That's a good idea. Throw it on her.
There you go.
But she might. But obviously, you said the rest of the girls don't see it the way you do. So, I mean, it might be best coming from you.
Or it might not be there.
Either way, it's the way you feel about it. I'd go for it. When are they getting married?
Not till next year.
Oh, okay. You got plenty of time. You got plenty of time to stew on this one.
Sooner the better. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on it for too long.
And is the rule, if you are the fiance, right, and your best friend comes to you and says, look, I don't think that this marriage is going to work, as the person that's about to get married, do you have a responsibility to hide that information from the person that you're going to get married to, that conversation ever happened? Or do you go to them and tell them?
Well, if you're close.
I think you tell them.
Yeah,
you tell them, you say, hey,
enough,
Jen thinks that we're not going to get, that this isn't going to work.
Then we're going to fail.
Really?
Yeah, I would say something just to say, look, let me show you, let me tell you what other people think.
I would never say anything.
Is that a real, because to me, again, I think, is that the truth? Should we really relook at this?
That relationship is over, though, then, between the friend and the person in the relationship that you didn't tell?
Not necessarily.
That's done.
Yeah, but is that relationship more important than the one you're about to enter into?
I don't know. Jeff, would you say anything?
I don't think you can, because once you, it's the same thing when people break up. Like, if somebody breaks up for the first time, you can't spend 30 minutes railing the ex-girlfriend or the ex-boyfriend to them, because if they get back together, then you're out. You know what I mean?
You're screwed. Like,
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.